In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be bound without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Nikki Marie Radio. Today I have two special guests with me.
Haley Jeffries
and Xavier.
And happy Halloween. So today is our Halloween episode and I want to ask the kids about how they feel about Halloween. So who wants to go first?
Me.
All right, let's go with... ladies first.
No!
Ladies first.
Oh.
So, Haley, what is your favorite part of Halloween?
I like people giving out candy to me.
Of course, a child's favorite thing.
Because I like candy and I eat all of it because I'm so hungry of candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we know where you're going to be going to the dentist. And now, Xavier, it's your turn.
I like scaring people because Halloween is so fun. It's my favorite,
favorite time of year?
Yeah.
Is it better than Christmas?
Yeah.
What?
I like both.
Okay. Well, my favorite is dressing up. And I don't know. I just like dressing up. So what are you guys gonna be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Raven, but I wanted to be for Halloween Spider Girl because I like
that's what
her.
You just did. The other,
last year?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Robin.
Ooh. So R and R. That means rest and relaxation for mommy because daddy's going to take you guys out. Trick-or-treating.
Radio JH.
But I'm going to be out of here, actually. Huh? I'm going to be with the guys, Sticks and Mike,
doing sports talk radio.
There's two mics.
So we're going to be on the A train, asking people questions and all that great stuff for Halloween, because I know a lot of people enjoy it. So that's it, right? You guys just like Halloween for you, candy. For you, it's your favorite time of year.
And food! I like food!
And I like scaring people.
And you like scaring people.
Me too!
How are you gonna scare people, huh?
Because I'm gonna say roar!
How are you gonna be a spider girl? Because, last Halloween, you've been Spider Girl, right?
Yeah. What was I for Halloween last year?
Oh, you were nothing.
Oh, great. Thank you. I was nothing last year.
because
I think I wore like a mask or something.
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh, and Daddy was Batman.
Oh.
Why is he Batman?
Yes, I don't know what he's gonna be this year. So what are we gonna decorate?
Spider webs and a big, huge spider.
Oh, what are you gonna decorate, Haley?
Dots.
Dots?
Uh-huh, polka dots, because I love bows.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a great time painting pumpkins.
Yeah, I didn't paint my pumpkin.
Well, you didn't get to paint your pumpkin because Haley painted your pumpkin.
Haley?
Not me.
Where's my pumpkin? Wait, which one?
There's so many. You gotta choose one. I don't know. All right, say goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye to Nikki Marie.
What? Hopefully everyone has a great, safe Halloween. Time. Yes, make sure you hold on to your parents' hands. Try not to go out after dark. Well, if you do go out after dark, just remain safe and hopefully somewhere near your parents or your house. I did see this great idea on TV this morning where people were dressing up their cars and they called it the trunk treat. So people would have their kids go to other people's cars and basically trick-or-treat and get candy from the cars of whoever was in the neighborhood. So let's say we live on a dead-end street. So let's say I volunteer to have candy out of the trunk of my car. Then people would just come to me with their kids and I would give out the candy. So that's always a safe and fun thing to do. You still get the kids to dress up, but you know, I know sometimes if you go in an unknown neighborhood and you're going from door to door, parents especially are a little hesitant when it comes to getting candy from strangers. So, all right, any last words?
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
All right, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you guys stay tuned for more episodes. Season 2 of Nikki Marie Radio is coming very soon.
Yeah.
I'm working on some new content, so keep me in mind for all of your future listening pleasures.
And I'm drawing a picture, bye! And it's with you on it!